Wall Street has a problem. And over the past few weeks, some of the street's most important bankers and regulators have been trying to come up with a solution. They're looking for a way to rescue a little-known part of the financial world called the bond insurance business. It plays a vital role in the finances of cities and towns across the country. And as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, it's being squeezed by the ongoing turmoil in the credit markets.
When municipalities in Florida need to raise money, they often turn to Jeannie Garner of the State League of Cities. She runs a loan council that sells bonds on behalf of local governments. Garner says she's never seen the municipal bond market as bad as it is these days.
Right now, you know, we definitely have a list of, you know, cities that we've been talking to that want to issue bonds, and there's nobody to go to right now. We're kind of just on hold.
Garner says the business is hurting for several reasons, like a big drop-off in property tax revenue. But lately, she says, there's a new problem. The firm that insures her bonds no longer wants to do business with Florida municipalities, at least not at rates they can afford. And if the bonds aren't insured, a lot of investors don't want to buy them, which means municipalities have a lot of trouble raising the money they need to build schools and bridges and sidewalks.
So I think we're just kind of waiting to see, maybe hoping that this kind of fixes itself a little bit. But, you know, as time goes, we're getting a little bit more nervous about that.
A lot of people share her anxiety right now. Bond insurance firms do business by guaranteeing payment on a bond. If you buy an insured bond and the issuer defaults, you're guaranteed you'll get all the money that's coming to you. The trouble is that these firms have recently insured a lot of risky debt products like mortgage-backed securities. These securities have suffered big losses, and the insurance firms have been forced to pay out much more money in claims than they're used to. There's been no shortage of proposed solutions to the crisis. New York Governor Spitzer has tried to prop up the firms by asking big banks to lend them capital. But banks have been slow to sign off on the deal. Karen Shaw-Petru is managing director of Federal Financial Analytics.
The fear is that no matter how much money the banks, if they were willing to put into the bond insurers, it wouldn't be enough.
Spitzer has also backed a plan to split the insurance firms in two, separating their relatively safe municipal bond businesses from their riskier portfolios. But with the exception of one firm, FGIC, insurers haven't yet embraced the idea. Another firm, Ambac, is reportedly close to being rescued by a group of banks. News of that deal sent stocks sharply higher today. Meanwhile, Warren Buffett has offered to invest $800 million in exchange for the firm's municipal bond businesses. Billionaire Wilbur Ross and short seller William Ackman have proposed rescue deals of their own. Analyst Kathleen Shanley of the research firm Gimme Credit says there may be no easy way out of the crisis.
Unfortunately, there's no King Solomon out there to come up with a fair and easy way to do it. It's going to be a slow and torturous process.
Shanley notes that the troubles in the bond insurance business are already spreading. General Electric said this week that it had $1 billion worth of subprime mortgage securities in its pension funds, and half of those were covered by bond insurers.
GE certainly would be in the category of being able to absorb whatever exposure they have, but there may be, you know, smaller companies that have exposure that hasn't yet been disclosed.
The risk right now is that bond insurance firms will get downgraded by the major credit agencies, which means the bonds they insure will be worth less. And that means investors who bought those bonds, including a lot of major banks that have already taken big hits, will suffer more losses. That may not happen, but as time goes on, it gets harder to find a way to prevent such a scenario. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.